You use the free billiard skills that your dad paid for. You feel pretty nervous. The first night you have decided to bust out and make a name for yourself. In the past 3 weeks, you have lived a pool table. You play all day. You sleep on it. Hell, you even fuck it. You meditate in the center of the table for 1 hour each morning. So, you take your Zen-crafted mystic pool stick with you to a club with a rep. You see three people you might want to challenge to establish a name for yourself. Famous beach bum Kerf McGregor is here with a couple foxy ladies. Arcade of Bill Leal is here, an infamous sore loser and high-ranked player. And a black-robed figure that goes by Dot, playing alone in the corner where the shed is the darkest. You are suddenly overcome with fear and decide you can't win. You have to try something else. You look around, sweat pouring down your face. You challenge Arcade Bill, an alleged legend of the game. You walk up to him and peel off your silver glove. You slap him with it and then drop it to the floor. You then turn your back and chalk up your stick. The locals are ending their games and pushing the tables together into a long, straight line. You jump up onto the table at the end of the line and you swing your sticks in dangerous arcs and strikes. People gather around in a circle. Bill must face your challenge or must leave in shame. He gets a stick out, chalks it with a chalk that also contains 7% cocaine and 16% ground pearl. He kicks a chair over to the table at the other end and he uses it to climb up. The crowd roars with excitement. You sprint forwards with stick high. You and Bill face each other from opposite ends of the line of pool tables. Somebody in a joint is playing Ride of the Valkyries on the jukebox. This is the only song on the machine that is not guitar rock or rough country. The bartender has a handgun, which he raises above his head. The tension builds as he holds his gun into the air. Then he blasts one round into the ceiling and it's on. Arcade Bill is running at you with his stick chest height. You run with your stick higher, face height. As you close in, you block his pool stick from striking your chest and driving you off the table. You don't get him in the face, but a shoulder strike gets him off balance. He twists and falls off the table with a loud crash. You have won round one, but Bill is not submitting. He's getting back up on the table for round two of a possible three. You chalk up your stick. The chalk is a red grease paint to mark where you hit your foe. You were going for the Adam's apple this time. Let's see him get back up after that. You get on the table. You swing your pool stick in flashy, cocky arcs, as does your enemy. The bartender blasts another round straight up, and it's on. You bring the pool stick out, but he deflects your thrust, and his stick hits you in the forehead, driving you off of the table. You land on your feet, cursing. Now it's a tie, and time for the final round.